Thanks for checking out this video. I just want to take a few seconds today to say a few words about Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter. At this point in history, we're seeing that sentence just about everywhere we look, written in many, many places. Black Lives Matter is a simple and wonderful statement of truth that every Christian should be able to affirm, I would hope. If not, you need to check up on your Christianity. Your relationship to Jesus. Of course, Black lives matter. All Black lives really do matter. And as a Christian, I can and do certainly affirm the absolute truth of that sentence, Black lives matter. However, the sentence, Black lives matter, is not the same as the movement, Black lives matter. The Black lives matter movement is a movement, at least as I understand it, that affirms a worldview that's very, very different from what I believe to be a biblical Christian worldview. So I decided to post this brief statement to encourage my Christian brothers and sisters to be aware of this distinction, because this can be one of those issues where it's really hard for us to stay out of the ditches. You hear me talk about that a lot. But on the one hand, we may be a little hesitant to say the words Black lives matter, because we may be aware of some of the non-biblical position statements of the Black Lives Matter movement. But on the other hand, we may be hesitant not to say the words because we know that we care about our Black friends. We're aware that there have been instances of great injustice and great harm to the Black community. It's been very horrible. And we want them to know we're doing our best to try to identify. We know we can't completely identify, but we're trying, and we're trying to communicate our concern and our care as Christians. So I'd just like to encourage all of us Christians, when the issue comes up in conversation, think about the difference between these two things. I think we ought to always be quick to affirm with great love and compassion the truth, the absolute truth, that Black lives matter. But I would also strongly encourage us to be quick to add something to the effect that we think it's very important to separate the sentence and the truth that Black Lives Matter from the movement called Black Lives Matter. Because as a Christian, I just can't endorse a movement which seems to be so opposed to the Christian worldview. But I gladly and enthusiastically endorse the truth of those important words. Black lives matter. Black lives really do matter. All Black lives really do matter. Okay, I'm going to conclude this little statement, but I would like to strongly encourage you to take maybe 25 minutes or so to listen to today's briefing by Dr. Al Mohler. I've encouraged you to listen to him before, but I think, at least this is my personal opinion, that he explains this distinction with great clarity and effectiveness in his briefing for today. So if you're called a biblical Christian, I think you'll really appreciate what he has to say, and I'd encourage you to listen to it. I'll have a link to it, to his comments on our webpage. Let's take a minute to pray. Father, we thank you that you are God, and you are awesome in all your ways, and you're in charge of all of us in every way. Lord, we want to be submissive. Lord, we're your kids. We're all your kids all over the world, everybody who calls on the name of Jesus. And so, Lord, right now, as we call on you, recognizing your deity, your greatness, your power, your love, your wisdom, Lord, we realize that we fall far short of loving the way we ought to. We fall far short of your wisdom. But, Lord, we want to. We want to be more like Jesus. And right now, our hearts are aching for many of our Black friends. And Lord, our hearts especially go out to our Black brothers and sisters in Christ who are struggling in this situation we're in. So, Lord, please be merciful. Please help us as a nation to see the truth of this statement that Black lives matter. And, Lord, help us to just love them the way you want us to love our Black friends. Lord, we're all one in the body of Christ. So help us to get that internalized really, really well. And help us, Lord, to appreciate the frustration and the concern and the lack of justice in many cases that our Black brothers and sisters have had to deal with. So teach us, Lord, to be more like Jesus and somehow bind us together. And we know you can do that in the love of Jesus. We know apart from Jesus, Lord, we're in a mess, a big mess. But in Jesus Christ, we can be one, and we are one. So help us to acknowledge that well. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.